Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Let loose.
Femi, I know you enjoy that song. You were telling me in the studio how it's soothing your soul and, you know, it's just making you... You're asking me for the interpretation.
No, it but says, kind of, you were kind enough to interpret it, which basically the guy was singing that if he's like committing suicide, so rather he commit suicide.
That's what he said.
He push others to do it.
that song is a melancholic dream. He says... Laissez-moi vivre ma vie. Non, je ne regrette rien.
I don't go kill myself.
Je ne veux plus être à celui.
Go before me.
Can people just help us? Kyle leaves the office at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
So what should they do?
You will see him on his way out. Just we leave him outside. Do the needful for us.
I know you're not classy enough, Femi, but I know somebody who used to play classic music back in the 90s will appreciate it.
No, but you know the funny thing? Do you know that thing actually worked? Start by telling Charles to go and look for, telling people to go and look for Charles at that ball in the catcher. Because he's not been seen since.
I was there. I was there, and guess who I was walking beside? Bob Risky.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I saw a grand entrance. So you were there?
I was there.
Wow.
I was there.
Did you take a picture?
That's what's it.
You guys make a lovely couple. You're both fair. Both yellow. We don't try to find the
other people. I was just slightly on the verge of slipping. Is he or she? My car.
Shame.
You know, slipping.
Shame.
Okay, it's how shame. Do you put that in a sentence?
Shame, no.
I was on the verge of slipping...
Shame.
Slipping...
Shame.
Okay, slipping shame my card. Yeah, so we could have a conversation, but... Mm-hmm.
Conversation about?
Just, you know...
What it means to be transgender. Bill, what's his name?
No, is
Joe Biden
I don't know how to refer to him or her now.
Shame.
Has Bob Risky ever said that... Oh,
but the
shame is really a transgender. Is
no, but obviously that's what Bob Risky
people
is.
Refer to.
No, we saw him.
People refer to the character as a cross-dresser.
Is he playing a role?
That's
what I'm asking.
We saw him.
Is he real?
Did
he say anything?
Yes, now.
Said he did surgery. We saw him first, like Kyle is. Yeah, we now saw him.
Kyle is a very good example.
I saw him evolve to what
she has. She has the hips and everything.
That's
you know,
buy that in everything. The
market
here. So,
you know when they sell up.
I don't.
Yeah, that's why I use Kyle as an example because if you
know, Kyle knows all these things though.
You know,
anyhow, I was going to share a memory, but it's not appropriate. So moving on. Yeah.
What is appropriate about you?
All I know is that people should be arrested. They are printing under false pretenses. You understand? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you had an encounter.
False pretenses.
You had an encounter.
False pretenses with Paddy. That's equivalent of 419.
I thought you were going to say you had an experience with someone like Shim.
No, no, it's Paddy, you know. The more you look, essentially, the less you see.
Oh boy. I saw the video of him coming down from down from the car and you know, we're looking at him.
I've seen pictures, he has the car to go it down.
Like, yeah. That's what he's saying. Was it tempting?
The type you appreciate.
You know this is I remember once long time ago, confession, you know, I used to love watching Big Brother when it started out. Okay. You know, Big Brother.
What's the reason you stopped watching?
You know, it was
no, tell us what
with a shower hour. So
well, that's why you were watching. So you wake up early in the morning to watch shower.
I was going to work.
No, you were not.
So this person was showering, your dreads and everything. Then, so I just stood there, you know, idly. Like, that time he wear tie, not in my tie and everything. Then the person I turned around and I saw the front end. I said, ah. I spent like 5 minutes looking at him, man, having his part.
No, but why did you think it was a woman in the first place?
Do dreads, everything.
So all the muscle, like, no see the muscle. You know,
guy. I said that confession, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's the last time.
You were tricked.
I was just, you know, I said, ah. that while people they bath like that, just like that, you know. It doesn't like a peep show. Anyway, moving on. It's morning radio.
Oh, you do now.
Sorry?
You're a peeper.
No, no. Well, I was a peeper, but I've been cured. I've been cured off by ways.
Oh, goodness
that's,
me.
That's the past.
Oh, man.
Let me just shake his head. From, don't worry, my dog will soon finish.
You come out of your
you
shell.
You come out of your shell, exactly. No,
I don't peep. Come out I don't, of I don't, me. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's a nice thing to...
What?
To peep. I don't think it's a nice thing.
Okay, whatever.
I don't think people... Anyway, some intentionally do it.
Yeah, people yeah? do.
Okay, what's the difference between peeping and watching colored movies?
What's a colored movie?
Exactly.
X-rated movies.
What is an X-rated
movie? Why did you why are you saying colored?
What is
the color. So.
Why would... Why does anybody even take delight in watching...
That's what I'm saying. So, peep, if you peep and you're watching that, then...
But how are people supposed to get education?
Education on what?
Sex you education. Read.
What kind of... What, sex how do you get educated by watching
no,
X-rated
I'm asking
movies?
Now, how do you get sex education? How? Because
you,
in
you
this
talk,
part
you
of the world...
talk to a woman.
How? A woman that doesn't know about it too?
You, they teach you know? Each other.
No, but you're not the only one in the world.
So no, I'm saying that normally from the African... Now I'm talking about when abroad.
Are you supposed to get get some kind of education?
Exactly from watching...
No, now, normally, one of the problems we have is because there's no education.
On what?
A lot of people don't know.
What kind of education are you looking for?
Sex education.
What exactly? What exactly?
What the whole idea of the whole thing
the
is...
The whole idea is procreation.
No, if two of you go in there green, you don't know any better.
The whole idea is procreation.
Are going in green?
Yeah, if you don't... that's it. Then the other person will educate you. It's a process.
The other person will show you where to. I beg this, please.
I wasn't in the studio yesterday. Oh,
are you looking for tips on how to last longer?
Tell me, she just come out. Ramadan, okay, let's wait. Hey, Ramadan, just this time next week, we can go for it. Let's leave it. Since he has confessed that this is his past time.
Oh, goodness.
And
me.
He's looking for education. It's okay. If that's what you tell yourself.
What education?
Sex education.
I beg.
I mean, you're education pervert, works. Jerry. Just come good looking, fine, dirty little pervert. That's what you are. I never see.
I asked for education. I didn't want to pee.
But I'm still doing it.
I asked for education.
Goodness.
Oh, jeez.
This can't even put person inside trouble. I beg. The truth is, expectations these days are too high.
Too high.
Too high.
No.
Unrealistic as well.
No.
Very unrealistic.
Yeah.
When I give
you
us.
Know,
when
you
I
know, what you see in movies, well, I mean, it's actually just quite shorter than it appears to be.
But
because different angles. Why you try to take a break?
This seems to know a lot about
no, I mean to production. I mean to production. I directed the movie. What is the...
No, we have moved away from this topic. Cal is still... He's still launching around.
One by one, we're all coming up. Because I said, so you already directed. You directed the movie.
Cal has even got technical about the length of the movie, about the angle, and even about person tired and the stop out there.
I'm looking at it from the point of view of an action movie director. All the action is
action
takes
too now.
Yeah, that's it. So
it's action.
So if you're doing a bomb
people watch a lot of movies and think
scene.
That's how it is in real life. That's how you watch a Rocky movie and think you're a boxer.
You're a boxer.
Just, I think that's a very good analogy. You get knocked clean out.
No,
it's all good.
Ah, okay, they change your ways, though.
Nah, you should.
So you're producing movies like
if
that.
You know ah,
no, well.
At least he could just confess. He was peeping. I'm looking for education.
I was peeping at my TV.
Nah. Like a peeping Tom. Yeah, I was looking for education. Are they, what were you looking for? Money?
I was working.
It's enough now.
I mean,
let's do sports. Wait, why do we have to keep on reminding us?
I thought
you
all started the conversation.
I mean, you know, funny, Charles always comes in. I know when he always comes and then drops something. First, he started off Bobrisky. You understand? Then it now starts to elevate the conversation
to other.
Are you blaming me for this? I'm not. I just said I was. You're the one who started.
The one that enables Coyote.
You're the one who said I was at a loss.
You are the one that enables Coyote because Coyote is always looking for to break it out.
Okay. Let me just leave the studio. But since you're talking about Bobrisky, I'm just wondering: have you ever been asked out by a gay before?
I've never even met one before.
Oh, I've met a couple.
Do
you want to tell us more?
I've never met them.
I've met a couple.
Did he ask you?
And I mean, that was when I understood what ladies.
When you say couple, what do you mean?
No, I mean a couple of gays.
Oh, okay.
That's when I understood what ladies go through when they tell you they're not interested. I keep putting pressure.
So these guys,
these guys
wanted. I tell you
how
I know, and I found myself saying on phone that you know, it's so silly. I found myself saying, "Guy, I'm not interested."
You know what? You know what? You know what? Now look at Cowdy's gesture. Cowdy did hang your hand like this. Of course, this is not TV, so you can't see the way I'm like. Cowdy must be giving off.
You know,
gays have a gaydar.
Hold on. This guy.
He must give off a vibe.
Was actually a top ranking guy in a bank in Ghana. Big, I won't mention his name. Big, I go on social media. He's a big boy. I know. Well, I was discussing this project. Want to do this? We want to sponsor and all that. And guy was just staring at me.
Like damn,
he said, you know. I feel I was looking at my lips and everything. I'm like, you know,
my skin is actually crawling.
And he said, that was the first time he spoke. And I said to him, he said, "Hi, you're dead."
Wow.
And then the way your name,
you know, I didn't really know he was gay. I saw this gesture that, and he said, "You know what I want? Every other thing will follow." I'm like, "Hey, what do you want to tell you?" I can never forget those words.
Maybe at that point, you didn't realize.
No, that was when it dawned on me.
Were you talking on the phone or your name?
In front of him. Opposite the desk. You know, I was doing a presentation about a project. He works in the bank, so we're trying to get them to be partners.
Did you peep under the desk?
I didn't bother to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked, that was the door, see if it wasn't locked. Mm-hmm. So I could leave.
Okay.
I forgot about the business.
Look, well, Charles, you are good at asking questions with the people triple over themselves. Should I ask Carol first? Did you get the project? Then the rest of this
is history.
I didn't get the project.
Because Carol would just say, "Yes, I got it."
That means, yeah. You have played your hand.
That means I've been defiled.
Carol, I won't believe that. I can't believe that you.
No, I tell you, it is. I mean, I've a couple of them.
If we're going to take a vote in this video, I wouldn't have picked you.
Yeah,
who would you pick? Shegu has the body now.
You know,
I mean, guys,
okay,
it's enough.
Okay, let's go to Lagos.
Numbers to call 0809-234-5913. That's also WhatsApp number, or 0809-191-3913. You can also call our landlines 0201-515-0913 or 0201-515-1913. You can send a message as well on X at Lagos Talks 913. All right, let's start off with stories from the News Hound. Today is Wednesday, remember? So the Lake Kansalami Stadium and the University of Ibadan Sports Complex will be a beehive of activities when the MTN Champs Ibadan takes off from the 5th to the 8th of April in Oyo State, with nearly 3,000 athletes expected to compete at the event. According to the organizers, as of the 1st of April, 6,499 event entries were received from 2,636 athletes across 153 secondary schools and 128 junior and senior teams. Ibadan is the second leg of the season 2 of the school athletics competition, which will feature 92 track and field events across 4 age categories with over 300 medals and 6 school team trophies to be won. All registered school athletes must pick up their competition bibs to confirm their participation no later than Wednesday the 3rd and Thursday the 4th at the Lake Kansalami Stadium to remain on their event start lists.
And table tennis star Quadri Aruna has launched a fiery attack on the World Table Tennis WTT, questioning its practices after facing point deductions and an undisclosed fine. Aruna has threatened legal actions if he is denied justice by the WTT. The WTT, which was established in 2019 by the International Table Tennis Federation, organizes commercialized table tennis tournaments. Aruna's frustration stemmed from the mandatory nature of this event, unpaid prize money, and what he perceives as unfair penalties.
Nigerian heavyweight boxer Ife Ajagba is gearing up to defend his WBC silver title against Italian challenger Guido Vianello. The bout is scheduled to take place on Saturday, April 13, at the American Bank Center in Corpus Christi, Texas. Ajagba, boasting a record of 19 wins and one loss with 14 knockouts, hails from Ugedi, Delta State, Nigeria, and currently resides in Stafford, Texas. In his most recent fight on November 4, Ajagba showcased his prowess by stopping prospect Joseph Godal in the fourth round. The highly anticipated event also features an exciting matchup between undefeated heavyweight sensation Jared the Real Big Baby Anderson and Belgian contender Riyad Mahrez.
The woman who complained about Red Bull team principal Christian Horner's behavior is very upset, angry, scared, intimidated and lonely, a family member has told the BBC. Now, the woman lodged a complaint in December that contained allegations of coercive, abusive behavior and sexual harassment by Horner. She struggles to understand how Red Bull dismissed the complaint following an investigation, the friend added. Horner has always denied the claims.
Gombe United Football Club drew goalless with visiting Remo Stars of Ikenne on Tuesday to remain at the bottom of the NPFL table. The match day 28 fixture played at the Pantami Township Stadium saw Gombe United looking to build up their Saturday success when they won the State Comfort Federation Cup by defeating city rivals Doma United.
Former Super Eagles captain Mutia Adipoju has commended Chief Sunday Dare's passion for sports development in Nigeria as he applauded the establishment of Black Scorpion Football Club, a brainchild of Dare. Black Scorpion FC already boasts a strong foundation in terms of structure and organization, with a dedicated camp, a coaster bus, and well-produced set of jerseys and training kits. The club demonstrates professionalism, a quality emblematic of Dare's leadership ethos, according to Adipoju.
Head coach Rodney Waldron took charge of training yesterday as the Super Falcons began preparations for the 2024 Olympic Games qualifier against Bayana Bayana of South Africa. 14 players took part in the training session held at the practice pitch of the Moshood Abiola Stadium in Abuja. 8 players are still expected in camp: Asisat Oshoala, Ifeoma Onumonu, Michel Aluzi, Nicole Payne, Esther Okoronkwo, among the players yet to join their camp. Super Falcons will continue preparations today.
Update from Cameroon indicates that the president of the country, Paul Biya, has approved the appointment of a foreign manager for the Indomitable Lions. The 5-time African champions have been managerless since the sacking of Rigobert Song following the early exit of the team from 2023 African Cup of Nations in the Ivory Coast. After a thorough scrutiny and research, the country has agreed to appoint a Belgian coach, Marc Brice, as the new head coach of the team. Brice's primary objective is to ensure that the Indomitable Lions qualify and perform well at the 2025 AFCON in Morocco, and they must also qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, which will be co-hosted by Canada, Mexico and the United States.
Pep Guardiola has hit back at Roy Keane's criticism of Erling Haaland, calling the Norwegian the best striker in the world, and said Manchester City won the treble because of him last season. After the goalless draw against Arsenal, the former Manchester United midfielder said that while Haaland's finishing was the best in the world, his general play was poor and that he looked like a League Two player. Guardiola, speaking before City's game against Villa on Wednesday, said, "I do not agree with him. It's like I said, he's a manager for the second or third league. I don't think so. He's the best striker in the world and helped us to win what we won last season. And the reason why we don't create many chances is not because of Haaland. We played an exceptional game against Arsenal."
Brighton have announced a record profit of £122.8 million in the 2022-2023 financial year, the most successful season in the Premier League club's history. Profit after tax increased annually by almost £100 million from £24.1 million, with turnover going by 17.2% to a record £204.5 million. Leicester City have reported a loss of £89.7 million for the 22-23 season, taking total losses of their last three Premier League campaigns to over £215 million. Foxes were charged last month for allegedly breaching profit and sustainability rules relating to the figures they have now released.
Leicester City have reported a loss of
He's read that already.
All right. Fenerbahce members have voted against a proposal to withdraw from the Turkish Super League. In March, the 19-time title winner said they would consider withdrawing from the league after their players were attacked by a Trabzonspor fan. Fenerbahce won the game 3-2 and the Trabzonspor fans entered the pitch, attacking security forces and players. In all our meetings, the least preferred option was to withdraw from the league, said the chairman, Ali Kok.
Rafael Varane says he has damaged his body because of the continued impact of heading the ball. Defender Varane, now at Manchester United, says he once finished a France World Cup game in 2014 on autopilot after playing on with concussion. He has called for greater protection and better awareness of the issue.
Manchester United's gung-ho recruitment drive under Sir Jim Ratcliffe's Ineos is angering other Premier League and Championship clubs, according to reports. And the Red Devils have been on a mad dash for new top-level personnel since Ratcliffe's investment, and the club was announced on Boxing Day with the British billionaire securing 27.7% stake in United. Omar Berada was the first shock announcement of Ratcliffe's reign after deciding to leave rivals Manchester City to become United's new chief executive.
Shorts worn by Muhammad Ali in one of the greatest fights of all time could be auctioned off for up to $6 million. The Everlast white trunks and black trim that Ali wore against Philadelphia's Joe Frazier for the October 1, 1975 thriller in Manila have been signed by Ali, who passed away in 2016, and they are being auctioned by Sotheby's with an estimate of reaching between $4 million and $6 million. And quick updates on the Super Eagles of Nigeria. We're told that two prominent coaches, Dominic Torrent and Tony Conceição, are currently the top contenders for the coveted position of head coach of the Super Eagles, but the former appears to have overtaken the latter in the race for the plum job. With the departure of previous coach Jose Posero, the Football Federation have been actively seeking for replacement to lead the team to future victories. Scores of applicants, we're told, applied for the job, including about more than 40 expatriates. Conceição was believed to be the favoured one, as the Football Federation have planned to appoint a foreign manager. However, Torrent has recently gained favour among influential members of the Football Federation, particularly the technical committee, owing to his football philosophy that prioritises fluidity over pragmatism, which aligns with Nigeria's football culture and negates the idea pushed by the erstwhile managers, including Jose Posero. So, remember that name, Dominic Torrent. Yeah, he's seemingly the favoured one now. All right, so first five calls. Let's take the first one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Charles Anasodo.
Good morning, Mr. Dorojai. How are you?
Good morning, Uncle Shegun.
Morning, Mr. Motosho.
I'm going to say Uncle Femi. Ah, would like that. My name is Dorojai Motosho. Mr. Charles, build up to this new coach. Please, can we have your colleague, Victor Ekweba? I think he's still part of the technical department in the NFL.
Committee, technical committee.
Committee, yeah. And in one of these days, can we have him on air? What are their contribution in getting an international team a sound coach? Please, I wouldn't mind if we can get him. Thank you.
Okay, like Victor doesn't wake up this early.
Exactly.
That might be a tall order, you know, but we'll try.
A fair question, though. What is the technical committee's input in getting a new coach?
Yeah, yeah.
That story says, well placed to found favor with who exactly?
The thing is, you know, because when you speak to these members of the committee, at the end of the day, their role is advisory. Exactly. Okay. And the buck falls on the table of the Federation president. He makes a final decision.
It's a singular decision.
Yeah. So, you know.
Interesting.
Hello, good morning. Hello. Ghost caller. Hello, good morning. Okay, nobody there. So, yeah, that's it. But like he says, we'll try and... It'd have been nice to speak with... Augustin Eguavo, yeah. But he's in Germany, you know, as we speak. Yeah. Unless maybe
Victor's not going to tell anything. He won't tell us anything.
Victor is a politician.
He's just hemming and hawing and be dodgy. Victor will talk anything.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Aldo. How are you?
Fine, thank you. This is a Ghanaian brother. Aldo, sorry, calling for money.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You see, these coaches, where have they been coaching before? Before we start crying later. Because that's after Seru Gena draw when he came to Nigeria. Shakara, when he left Nigeria, since he moved to Benin Republic, he has never won even a match.
How can you win a game with Benin? How can he win?
He
doesn't have quality. He doesn't have quality in Benin Republic now.
What do you mean he doesn't have quality? Is he not supposed to be a good coach?
No, don't say that.
I agree with you, Aldo.
Why the evil verse? Your own country. What thing I don't do?
Ghana, we're talking about Nigeria. Over 40 years in Nigeria. What do you want me to talk about Ghana? I'm talking about Nigeria.
Yes, so you do.
As a Ghanaian Nigerian,
we have better home coaches here.
Okay,
get a local coach. Yes.
Is a foreign.
Mention a name. Mention a name for us.
Finidi Amunike.
Yes, Amunike. I don't even talk about Finidi because Finidi is not even doing well with anybody.
Okay, so you want Amunike.
Amunike.
Okay, yeah. That's be clearer. Okay, thank you.
If I'm going to get everything, let him coach and supervise without all this foreign.
I agree with you 100%.
For Tyler everywhere.
Okay, all right.
Don't where is he from? I mean, Google it for me.
Okay, we're down here. Work with Pep Guardiola, by the way. Hello, good morning.
Hello,
you see, you work with Pep Guardiola. He said, okay.
Hey, Kevin, how now?
I'm okay. I hope you can hear me.
We can hear you.
I won't beat you.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to really compare this Rumble in the Jungle and Trailer Miller? I think if you want to make the comparison, do you think Trailer in Miller is...
Which comparison are you...
...than the Rumble in the Jungle?
What comparison are you talking about?
The story about...
The story is about the shorts
about
that's
the
going.
That he wore.
It's about what he wore. That's what the story is about.
It's not about. There's no comparison.
There's no comparison between the fights.
Okay, we are talking about. What I'm even asking is that if you are looking at the fight, I was even thinking that maybe anything that was supposed to be option was the bigger one, because to me, I feel that Robert Njoku was bigger than Trina Menina.
Okay, that's Fraser. Ali Foreman. These are
Fraser
Ali. All were mad fights, so they were mad fights.
The beat up that one was massive. I'm telling you.
Mad fights.
Our former sports minister, this club now, is it a Lagos club?
No, Obama Shop. Black Scorpions.
Obama Shop, okay. The name reminds me of our former military man.
Yeah, Benjamin Adekunle.
Yeah, Black Scorpion.
The Black Scorpion, Colonel Benjamin Adekunle.
One more of these clubs. I just hope it will, it will survive the purpose why it's created, because we have seen clubs go down in the past in this country. I remember when growing up, we had the Abela Bills and all of them. Today is history.
Well, at least they're doing something.
Yeah. Even Concord FC.
Let's see. I hope it survives. That's the key. That's the most important thing.
We hope it does too.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I don't like the name, sir. Black Scorpion. Like, Confra name, like Confra.
What do you want?
Black Scorpion.
Where is the name? It's Dari FC.
It's the kind of names you find in.
Exactly. If you call on Dari FC, that they say, Black Scorpion. Besides, the Black Scorpion, the legendary Civil War.
It strikes fear.
It sounds like a confraternity.
It strikes fear. When your team, Black Scorpion is going to play us, fear.
It's kind of fear.
Yes, sir.
Indomitable lions. How many? They're waiting. What
Nobody fears the lion. Nobody fears the lion.
The teeth don't fall out.
They fear lion again.
Okay.
How many calls
that? Was that the third one? That was the third one. Yes, that was the third one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So number four coming in. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. My name is Val. I'm gonna say good morning.
Hey, morning, Val. It's been a while. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Two things quickly. A good thing for Dari that they are supporting sports and all that with the Black Scorpion and everything. But I want them to replicate that in every area of sport. Every area, badminton, what do they call it? Swimming, every area they should replicate it from grassroots, doesn't start from the basics. Then secondly, this Super Eagle stuff, I think it is hard time we just get the job done with. If we want the local, let's go for the local.
Just get a coaching chart. I agree with you.
No more time. We don't have time. The next time we are going to meet again will be the window for the international matches and all that, FIFA window, and that they'll play the qualifiers and all those stuff. So we don't have any time again. Left for me, I would have advised them to speak with a local. But since they are going foreign, you'll just get it done once and for all. If you want a quality coach, just go for a quality coach. No more wasting of time. I beg.
I disagree with you, though. I think, I don't know, what time are you talking about? Because even if you employ a coach now, what is he going to be doing?
He can't assemble the players.
He can't. There's nothing he'll be doing now.
Then at the end of the day, just stick with the freaking local coach.
No. He's talking about he says we're wasting time. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I think we
because
should.
If like I said, if you employ a manager now, he will do nothing. Maybe John Kett start meeting with the players and saying, "Hello, I'm your coach." Whatever time that he has will be just that 1 week window before we play that qualifier.
Assuming we pick say Finidio or Munike now, you know what they'll be doing for the rest?
You know what they'll be doing?
They'll be going around the MPFL.
We're saying the same thing.
Why should he go around the MPFL?
Why? To look for local players.
So he shouldn't go to South Africa and look for players. He shouldn't go to Europe and look for players.
He should look inwards.
Why?
He should look for what we have inwards.
Where is there a rule that says we must look inwards?
Why must we not look inwards?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
No, why must
inwards?
We not? Why? Why is there a rule that you should not look inwards?
No, because
why must we not?
Because Nigerians play everywhere. Nigerians,
no,
Nigerians.
But the majority of Nigerians play in Nigeria.
Who says no? That's not true. That's not true.
The majority of players play in Nigeria.
That's not true.
Why must we go to London? Spain.
I didn't say London. I started by saying South Africa.
Why must he go to South Africa?
Because if I remember, that's where we picked our goalkeeper from.
Yes.
In AFCON.
The
person had not gone to South Africa, I wouldn't have seen
him. Thank God that he went to and he was seen eventually. But at the end of the day, we have decent enough keepers in the MPFL. That boy
I'm
that
plays no. I'm
that,
saying
that boy that plays with Goma. How many?
He's not in Goma anymore now. He's gone abroad. So they have to go and
when
look
he
for
was
him
there, did they look at him? The yes, Brendan Shorrock yes, keeper that had like 7 or 8, 9.
Yes, he was called. Up. Yes, he was called.
He was called.
Yes, he was.
Was even? Was it? Were they not used as ball boys in camp? People feel me from all these.
I'm just saying there are Nigerians everywhere. We cannot say the coach should look only at this.
I beg. Let us
everywhere.
You know what? Let us even try and do things differently for you. If you don't get for a coach, all are good.
Hello. Good morning.
Uncle Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Uncle Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Very far away, good morning.
Morning.
They are great situation.
Kade has gone off to Gondo's where. What's your name where you're calling from, please?
Ogunbe, Tetoy on the line.
Hey, Ogunbe, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
That was her own now.
That's why
you were trying to change your voice.
I know him.
Just call Ogunbe. You know who's calling. You like problem too.
Straight up for the Super Falcons, I think these ladies need to do everything right to qualify. Especially play very well, score South Africa. Don't allow them to do anything at home here. When you go out there, because I don't know what they are planning over there. I think they are trying to do everything right to beat Super Falcons in South Africa. But I hope our ladies can overcome all the pressures and every other thing that they will bring on for us. For Sunday Dari, I think it's a good way to go, but I hope he extend the good gesture to other sports. It is not only football we have. Let him extend.
The guy don't start somewhere now. I'm going to give him a small...
Good way. Now money.
I know. If he look elsewhere, many people are doing in sports. Let him... they are doing in football. Let him extend to other smaller sports that will cost smaller in this country. Let him extend to them. And we know these sports are suffering. Let him attend to them. It should not be football should not be something that they will be using to campaign for us. They should go other sports. That's my own take about it. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
All right, no wala. Wow. Thank you very much. I think it's 5 callers now.
Yeah.
Ogunwe touch this super fun. May I go talk my own? I don't want to do like an office, but I don't like the way these girls are trickling to camp. It bothers me.
We have
18. I don't like it. And I don't understand. Administratively, you buy your tickets. Why? Why are you just coming? This is a very, very, very critical qualifier. 2 games over the space of 5 days. Do you understand me? Or 6 days. I don't understand.
You know the reason why they buy their tickets?
Sorry?
the reason why the players buy tickets on that.
Why?
Because the Federation will not buy you a business class ticket or a first class ticket. The Federation gives you allowance to buy an economy ticket. But the players want to fly in style.
Mm-hmm.
So they add up money and they buy whatever ticket that they want.
At least they, and they collect, at least they get some. Okay, fine.
They don't. They add.
Okay, they add. But my only, how you get it, not my concern.
It's when.
Thank you.
But the majority of the players who are delaying or who are in transit are from the USA.
Why? I'm asking why. I don't know. I want to. I need the enlightenment.
They are confident.
I don't know that. No, to me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That doesn't.
South Africa has beaten us here. They will not come back and do it.
No,
again.
No. I'm sorry. No,
Wardham has learned his lesson.
I will say it now that it bothers me. Why? I don't like it. Why?
Why?
I don't like the fact that all our girls are not in camp already. I don't like it.
When we're beating South Africa,
forget about the opponents. It's about our preparation.
Shegun is right. It's wrong. I mean, you're the host nation. You should be in camp
ready
at least 4 days.
Yes.
Full complements 4 days before the game.
Yes.
No, but a lot of these players have club and games.
There's no excuse. There's a FIFA rule in place.
It's not right.
It's not an excuse.
If God forbid we don't get the right results on Friday. I don't like it. This is a crucial time. We don't qualify for the Olympics since 2008. Come on now.
The players know this.
We're up against a very formidable team. We don't feel look South Africa lower.
South Africa, they locked South Africa. Majority of their players, even their foreign players, came in late too.
Well, the major thing is the majority of their players are home based.
Yes.
So that they're already.
They're league, no
they're
league,
very.
No.
They're ready.
That team, no Richard team.
Yeah, leave that. As I said, I don't care who the opponent is.
That's what I'm saying. So don't be afraid.
We'll it's not being about being afraid. It's about being prepared. Properly prepared. You fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
The feminine Super Falcons haven't beaten Banyana in years.
They robbed us of our title. We're going to beat them this one.
They didn't rob us because we didn't play them in the final.
That's why somebody else. They conspired somehow to try not get it.
Because if you have seen the interview conducted with the manager, you know, he was. He showed a lot of respect for Banyana.
Yes.
Because he knows what they bring.
Yes, he's played them before in Lagos.
They bring. So it's not a game that you, in fact, if I remember right,
the Aisha Buhari tournament, yeah?
Yes.
That's when you, Charles, started going on, but these Super Falcons are not as good as we think they are. Remember? That's why you started sounding alarm.
No, we're on the rise.
Morocco have played us. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. That's when, because I used to think our players were, what's the word now? Impregnable and be unbeatable. It was at that tournament that you guys were there.
That impregnable didn't come out well.
What? Impregnable?
Didn't come out well. Because they are women. They want to be pregnant.
I'm confident. Impenetrable.
I'm confident Nigeria will win that game, and I will not see when they
that. Shegu on Monday, on Monday Night Football, said a goalless draw in Lagos in Abuja would be a good result.
What I said, quote unquote, wouldn't be the end of the world. Wouldn't be a bad result.
That's a bad result.
No, it's not for
a
me.
A draw in Abuja.
No, a goalless draw.
A draw in Abuja is a bad result.
The primary result for me is that we must not concede.
We must win that game in Abuja
without them scoring.
Where they score not to, we shall give them two goal margin.
Two goal margin. I don't want them to score.
So it's 3-1, 2-0. Shall make your decision.
2-0 is fine.
Because when we go to South Africa, knowing where they carry the game to, knowing the noise, because somebody already said us.
And the high altitude.
They're already expecting us to return. That's what they want. Of course, beat us. So we must beat them here. I'm going to draw there.
I don't like the fact that these guys, and we're not talking about more players that are not in Campo. And as sister African player of the, she should not expect, she comes in tomorrow, she should not expect to start off.
Why not?
No. She's her arrival date is Thursday.
Thursday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, no?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
No, okay, tomorrow.
She shouldn't expect.
Why not? The
game is on Friday.
She should not expect to start.
The queen will not start.
Why?
I lie.
No.
So if you're a manager and your player arrives a day before a game, you would play the manager. You would play the player.
If my player is Ronaldo or Messi, I will play them.
Is she Ronaldo or Messi?
She's our Ronaldo Messi in African scene. Yes. Mm-hmm. She is. And I will start her. She gives me the green light. Are you good to go psychologically, physically? I'll give the green.
Aziza hasn't played well for the national team since the Aisha Buhari Cup.
This game means a lot to us. She knows what's at stake. She'll be there.
In fact, I can't even believe that for once, without any plan, that Charles and I are agreement, and you are the normal Charles role of just arguing.
No, I'm sure. Well, I'm not. I don't know why you're worried. I'm not worried.
I confess, I am worried.
I trust Waldron.
I don't believe in blind optimism, honestly. Why? South Africa is a decent side.
Has Waldron
and we have before? And our preparation is not good enough as far as I'm
concerned. Waldron complain about it?
It doesn't matter. As an outsider looking in, as a fan, mm-hmm. not even a journalist or broadcast, mm-hmm. as a fan, I'm worried that the fact that we don't have our full complement of players in the camp at this moment in time up against a very solid team.
All right, before we take a break, good morning, sports gurus. It's clear that the Football Federation have concluded their plans to hire a foreign coach for the Super Eagles.
So.
Dominic Torrent's CV looks really good, having worked with Pep Guardiola for 11 years, but he has no experience on the African scene. We all want the best for the Super Eagles. My own is qualify for the FIFA World Cup.
I think the only problem I have with his CV is a lot of his achievement was assistant one.
Is Arteta not be assistant to do?
Arteta, even this guy we win coach, AFCON.
Not be assistant.
An assistant now. So,
the reason I'm saying assistant is that number one.
To be honest with you, there's
the point is that he's learned from the best.
Exactly. To be honest with you,
that's the bottom line.
I'm not a Pep fan.
Company learned from the best. So see,
he's learned from the best.
Company learned from
was
the
company
best.
His assistant.
It was his assistant.
Wasn't his assistant.
Company went his own way.
And Maresca is his assistant.
Wait, hold on. And fairness, company walked the championship.
No, but
he walks the championship
and blew them off blew them out of the water.
The Leicester coach.
He did really well in the championship.
Yeah,
Leicester coach.
He walks the championship.
But the Leicester coach was also his assistant, Maresca. Maresca is no longer number one.
But they were doing well in the championship. The long and short of it, I'm no Pep fan. I think Pep's nickname should be Nachi when near tree. They make us say Bonkis have a job. But in fairness, his brand of football, if that guy can bring anything near Pep's brand of football into Super Eagles, I wouldn't mind it.
Pep's brand of football.
Yeah, yes, I wouldn't mind though. Attacking football.
We need the Mourinho type, pragmatic, just get the win.
To bring Pep's kind of football, we'll probably have to go and buy new Super Eagles players.
Fluent footballer.
We go to Man City and collect their tickets.
If you say this, Papa's no free run.
Oh, gosh.
And then, I'd love for Ahmed Boussa to book, but this starts with Super Eagles. When is he going to retire?
Because he doesn't need to retire, though. He doesn't need to make it. Yeah, what's his name? Victor Kluba, did he retire?
Okay, they just didn't call him.
Just
come out and say it. Now, why are you using me as he's talking? I was going, why are you asking me questions that you already know the answer? This chat today likes that question of go make a talk. Make a talk and answer it.
Anyway, he hasn't been called. He wasn't called up for the last Super Eagles game by what's his name?
Finidi.
So that's
because he's not the coach now. We need to go for a break. We need to go for a break.
What's his name?
I can tell you that another treble is coming the way of Manchester City this season.
It's gonna happen. Man City ain't winning.
Another treble.
They ain't winning. Nothing. Nada. This is zero zilch. Nada. Nothing. Is Man City winning this season? Nothing at all.
Onoha from Burger says, what is Femi trying to defend? South Africans have been here since Sunday. While the hosts don't even have the complete squad, this is really bad. Secondly, Uncle Shegu, a scoreless draw in Abuja is a very bad result. And he says, what's her name again?
Aisha.
No. Azizat has not been playing well since the Aisha Buhari Cup.
Azizat scored goal and removed shirts at the World Cup. She's not play well. That one was lucky.
So when you score a goal, that means you played well.
Exactly.
How do you?
You score a goal, that means you played well.
Captain Tom is the best player in the Premier League.
One of the best players in Man United.
Well, you can say anything you like.
The numbers show for it.
People insulting Man United. It's okay. They deserve it. We deserve it. It's okay.
So when you won Africa Football of the Year, how did she win it?
Sentiment.
Is it by luck?
I don't think she deserved to win that.
Sentiment.
What? I don't think she deserved sentiment. It, to be honest. I don't think so.
Sentiment. Yeah.
I believe you are saying this. Somebody, a Nigerian wants something. You are trying to cast this into a Nigerian.
Obuko says, I believe we're toying with the Olympic qualifier and we may be surprised. I pray not, he says.
Yeah, I agree with you, Obuko. I think we're being a bit too last affair. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. Why a full complement of players not in, for a game that has been shared? Has it not been put on the calendar? Do we not know about it? If I want to travel now, I will know that I must get to where I'm playing. 5 days before now, it's a normal thing. You book your. I don't care.
Yeah, but
Waldo
was worried. He would have just called players in Nigeria now. But he did not, because he knows the players he wants, they can get the job done.
Okay.
You know your generals, and you call the generals that get the job done.
All right. Okay, I hear you.
Okon Okpeoluwa Semasa says, please, what side of the bed did Femi sleep today in particular?
Yeah,
or is it that Charles and Shegu now have a common line to have agreed almost in all things today?
It's a pre-program meeting.
It's kind of airy and it's, spooky, it's freaking me out.
To be honest, Okpeoluwa, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Honestly, I feel genuinely uncomfortable. It's like Victor, when I agree with him, I'm talking, I look at him. That's why I have to say something for what you've been objective. It looks like I've been for what.
You know, I feel, when I agree with Shegun, I feel abused.
I feel dirty. I feel shamed.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning once more, Mr. Charles. Since Easter, everything has started falling in place. I hope it continues like this. Monday, you are in the studio. Today, you shut Femi down. That is supported Uncle Shegu. I pray it continues this way.
Amen.
Femi, you forget to ask Baba Biggie his son in for me, please. Right now. And I asked for that yesterday. Please.
All right, we'll get
thank
it.
You,
we'll
thank
get
you.
You know what I would love the NFF to employ is a full coaching team. We need to start getting our coaches set piece coach. A lot of football clubs
are going to pay the person.
I don't know. We need to start benefiting from set pieces.
Set piece coach. Are you on a full time basis?
I don't know if you want to do.
Can't get how many games is this national team playing a year?
Well, look, we're lacking goals in that department. Mm. And the AFCON showed us that.
In fairness, we got a couple of goals in the AFCON from set pieces.
The one, the corners, final one, the headers. But it's not our.
It was a bit better. It's not our style. It's not been our style. But
it's something that clubs. I'm not comparing
clubs
football,
now.
I'm saying
clubs.
That now people are getting goals from set pieces.
It's part of the game. It's part
yes.
of
yes.
Yeah, so if you get this person that has a Pep Guardiola mindset, it will work. Yes.
We just play as
so what do you guys think about that Roy Keane's comment? That
I think who's approach play? I think Haaland has the worst touch of all the Premier of all the City boys. He's got the worst touch. I think it worked in the first time he arrived at City, playing to his strength. But so far, I think it's not working for City. I think it's not working. I think maybe they should go back to how they used to play when they didn't have an out-and-out striker. But in the case where you create enough and then Haaland finishes off, but to play to his strength all of the time, I think is not favouring City at all.
I think that Roy Keane was being very unfair. Even the best players in the world go through their bad period. And I'm saying this because I remember those, I think it was about 10 games, Van Persie didn't score. Van Persie was playing, so Alex played him, didn't score. It happened. It's a bad patch.
That comes to happen at United.
He did. Was at United. He went
ten,
to, was about 8 to 10 games. 8
ten,
to 10 games,
eight
yes.
10 games, like, yes, I will bring
this. No, but Roy Keane's expression wasn't about...
It was his...
About goal scoring. Was a, he said he's the best in the world
yes.
in the box.
Yes, he did, play. Yeah.
So but I think he was bad.
I think Roy Keane was right.
No, but the manager asked him to do that. You follow the instruction of what the manager said. The manager said, stay in front. Don't come back. Henry himself has said it about Pep.
Femi, I think I want to end the program early because... If Charles agree with me again, it's too much. It's affecting my mental stability. I'm feeling woozy. Honestly, if I couldn't, I was just looking with my mouth open. I think for a minute, this is becoming uncanny.
Henry has said it. If Pep says do this, that's what I want you to do. Don't do any other thing. So why will I do what my coach said I should not do?
Yeah, but it's not working.
Let the coach. The coach can
working.
See it. The coach said we played an exceptional game.
Haaland hasn't scored in 5 games.
He's still the top scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean that's because of the expertise of their midfield.
No, but it means the team is not creating enough for him. Last year,
no, they are creating.
Last year was missing chances, but he scored a lot.
Not like this ones.
Last year, the quality.
The situation now is he's blatantly missing chances that a league two player would convert.
No, he missed them last year.
You know, not this type. Not this type.
Last year, he had Gundogan. He had De Bruyne playing very well. No, he doesn't have. He had Mahrez. He doesn't have the complement of those.
What do you mean? Now he has KDB. He's got Bernardo Silva.
He has Doku. Yes, Doku, yes.
What are you saying?
Yes.
He has Rodri. Abba.
In fact, I'm
sorry. Let's stop this conversation now. Let's stop it now.
I don't know. One of you is
we can't do this.
You got a chance to pretend to agree with me, or you are just pretending to be talking like a crazy person because something's not working. I'm feeling you guys are doing it to me. You are winding me up. Charles probably disagrees with everything I'm saying, and you are just talking the way I'm talking. Stop it. Stop it. You're freaking out.
Oh, man. David said, I agree with Femi on the set piece coaching. I've been saying it for long that Moses Simon is one of our worst set piece takers.
Worst.
And he's been the one taking them 70 Antiquity years of
worst,
raw.
The worst, two of their worst.
I do see Kelechi Iheanacho do better with it, but hardly gets them.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Sorry, who sent that message?
David.
The one I agree with everything you said. David is knowing us.
Yeah? David. Is that Jesse David? We don't need it.
David, yeah.
You are still sending message. In fact, you are banned. Why you, man? You got this. Oh, dear. Oh, then this whole Nat story, too. I think there's something wrong. I mean, when you accuse someone of something, but you have the benefit of anonymity, and the guy has to prove that he's innocent. Now that she couldn't get him done or get him fired or something, she's now complaining through a friend. I just read the whole thing. You know, if you accuse somebody, come out. Do you understand? This is my evidence. This is, you know.
I think the world just likes to see a powerful person brought down.
You are rubbish because even though he's quote-unquote being found not guilty or he's not... You know, they found that, okay, there's nothing to see as it, but his reputation is still being muddied. Mm-hmm. You know, to the extent that something like Verstappen is mumbling, and the guy that...
His father, Verstappen's father.
And his father talking about them, just talking rubbish. Yeah. Jonas, it's not really...
Father who is not a saint, who is not a saint.
Exactly. A really irregular guy, yes. So to speak. Jonas, and then the woman is there, it didn't work. I feel afraid. But who are you now?
She's not sending her friends.
To be talking to the media. I'm waiting now. Yeah, I think I find that manifesto unfair, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, if he did the dirty, fine. Let him pay the price. You know, if he did sexual harassment or whatever.
No, but they cleared him. Red Bull cleared him.
Exactly. You know, yes.
From what the story is saying, they were both in cahoot together. That is something that's gone bad somewhere.
And then she's blown it. She threw him under the bus or blew the whistle. You know, so, and then all along she's. She has perfectly anonymous. Nobody knows who she is. But the guy has been subject to public opprobrium. You know, it's not the best. Messages?
It says, this one says, please, the people calling you, let them say good morning to everybody in the studio and start talking. They should stop all this good morning to 20 people in the studio one by one.
I'll be just calling and make your point. True that. Just once you get through, just say your piece.
So people greeting you now, you find it offensive?
No, it's not offensive. But time, there's so many people want to call. So just say your piece. Yeah, it's not offensive at all. I enjoy the banter and all that, but just say your piece.
Okay. Good morning, sports. And I think it's fair for Roy Keane to liken Haaland to a League One player. Give this player some respect. He has earned it. Ooh. Anthony of United, not less than a League One player. Stephen from VI.
I think he's trying to say it's unfair.
You meant to say it's unfair.
Unfair to Roy Keane to liken him to a League One player.
Because when Pep called him a League Two or League Three manager, how did he feel?
That's Pep. Pep is a Haaland's manager. Now.
No. I'm saying, when I say Roy Keane.
That's his opinion now. But Roy Keane is not on that panel. As a manager, he's on that panel as an elite player.
No, he's not a serial winner,
but whatever, he's not there as a manager. He's not giving his opinion as a manager.
If he was a
Gary
manager.
Gary Neville is a field manager.
Roy Keane,
as elite players, between Gary Neville and Roy Keane, they probably won about 10 Premier League titles. So whatever they say about the Premier League, they know what they're talking about. Carragher that is on that panel has never won a single Premier League. Well, you know.
I mean, Sheck News on Monday Night Football has never kicked the ball.
Well, and that ourselves.
It's
Never kicked a ball professionally. Rufai was in the goal. Rufai was in the goal, and he faked me out. He faked me out. It was like, any way I catch it.
That has to be one of your lowest moments.
No, it was. Because I played it straight to him, so I know it. In my mind, I was thinking of, you know, going one way and sending it wrong way. I just passed it back to him. Oh dear.
It says,
like a back pass.
He says, I face Maradona, I face striker. There is you.
He's so such
call. All right, our last call for the day. Hello, good morning.
1 minute. Good morning.
Can you speak up, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to talk about the question to which I very good. Our guys in the NSF, they are not serious about this stuff. Mm. The way they are going about it, they are not serious about it at all. They are not showing any
urgency.
They actually want a coach. Because when they say there's time, there's no time actually. For the first in 2 months, is it a week to the qualifiers? You should be employing the coach.
Exactly.
My brother, do you want the Federation to hurriedly appoint a coach and make a mistake, or take their time and make the right decision?
If I'm bothered, it's not time to bring the coach.
I'd rather they take their time and make the right decision than hurry. There's no hurry. If you hire a coach besides, I think the deadline given by the Federation was end of April. That by the end of April, we will have a manager. So let's wait now.
Okay. Yeah. Voila. On that patient note,
Abby.
Pause on.
Jesus Christ.
Signed out.
Yeah, signing out. Thank
you. Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.